Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we are paying tribute to Jeff Beck.
Well, in November of 2007, Jeff and his band, including Vinnie Colaiuta, it's always hard for me to say even though it's Italian, and bassist Tal Wilkenfeld, and Jason Robello on keyboards performed five nights at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London. And on one particular night, if you watch the film, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant were in the audience and just shaking their heads at disbelief at how this guy can play. Beck and his band recorded one of the best live performances on record, in my opinion. So here is Beck's unique rendition of the Beatles' A Day in the Life.
Two words, simply beautiful.
Yep. Are you kidding me, though?
I know.
He is the best.
John Lennon would be proud, I think. Well, that performance, by the way, won Jeff another Grammy. So let's move forward to 2011. Jeff recorded the live album Rock and Roll Party as a tribute to Les Paul, one of his heroes. There are 20 tasty songs on this album, but none better than Jeff's take on the Shangri-La song Walking in the Sand. And the always impressive Imelda May adds standout vocals. So let's listen to Walking in the Sand.
My God.
Gives me chills.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
What a great song.
Yeah, how about Imelda May, man?
The vocals, the guitar playing, the musicianship.
Oh, God, everything.
Everything. Well.
I'm verklempt.
Yeah, I've got chills on my arms. Anyway, Mark, as you know, Beck was always looking for new mountain to climb, and he climbed another mountain with a very unlikely partnership in 2022 on the album 18. He teamed up with Johnny Depp. And one of the highlights of the album that they came out with, as I said, it was called 18, was the Beach Boy classic, Caroline No.
Close
great,
enough.
Great rendition. So here we let's take a listen to Caroline No. You are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we're playing the greatest music of all time, and today especially the great Jeff Beck.
Beck. Hard to believe that guitar has been quieted.
Yeah, ooh, very poetic.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Jeff not only made impressive albums, but he was known for his jaw-dropping live performances, and Jim and I can definitely attest to that. I was always impressed by his seemingly effortless virtuosity, but also, you know, he was frequently asked to contribute to the music and albums of his contemporaries, and even the great Luciano Pavarotti asked for him to guest on one of his albums.
Well, and, you know, some of the albums he was on are just some of the best albums of all time. He played on Stevie Wonder's Talking Book, Rod Stewart's Camouflage, Tina Turner's comeback album of Private Dancer, and She's the Boss, that was a solo album by Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm. And he was also a guest on the Buddy Guy album, Damn Right I Got the Blues.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite guest appearances is on an album by the legendary jazz bassist Stanley Clark. The album was titled Journey to Love, and the song Jeff played on was appropriately titled Hello, Jeff. We'll be right back.
Well, that was Jeff Beck guesting with Stanley Clark, who's a phenomenal bass player.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're right. It has a Return to Forever sound to it.
Yeah, Return to Forever sound.
Which was a great band, a jazz band.
Well, we got a good one coming up now, Jim.
Another one. We've got to sneak one more guest song that he did. It's from the Jimi Hendrix tribute album titled Stone Free. And the song we're going to play is Manic Depression with, I believe, Seal. Is on the vocalist, aren't
Very good. See, it's a vocal player.
So let's play from Stone Free album, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, Jeff Beck's version of Manic Depression.
Manic depression is touching my soul. Thank you.
right now, Jeff and Jimmy are jamming on this song.
Can you imagine
somewhere?
That? Well, I think Hendrix would be very pleased with that rendition.
Oh God! And Seal, he did a great job.
He sounded like Hendrix.
He does. He did. Yeah.
Well, that's our show for today. We want to thank Jeff Beck for all the music he bestowed upon us. He will be greatly missed, but his legacy will live on.
Yeah, but Jim, what I'll miss most, and I know you'll feel the same way, is seeing Jeff in concert. He was part of that guitar pantheon of Hendrix, Clapton, and Page. Every Beck show I ever attended left me musically rewarded and spiritually elated.
Yeah, I agree. I was very fortunate to see him. I probably saw him 15 times
through
the years.
Yeah, a lot more than I did, yeah.
And always fantastic. So anyway, folks, that's our show for today. As I said, please join us on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the mighty, I love saying it that way, the mighty 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio.
Yes, and don't forget you can also listen to all our archived shows anytime. That's anytime 24/7 by going to the station's website.
And Mark, we're going to close out the show with one more Jeff Beck song. We closed out with the song last week, and we're going to go way back in the beginning at the Yardbirds Day. So we're going to play Jeff's Boogie.
All right. Good choice, Jim.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.